Oh, hello everyone. This is Youthcast, and I'm Molly Adams. Today, on a very special episode, we learn an important lesson.
Don't get in fights. That's bad.
That's Megan Haller from the Alaska Teen Media Institute. She made a radio report last year about fighting. I mean, kicking, biting, scratching, punching, fighting in her high school. She made a key discovery. It's not just the people fighting that get in trouble. It's the people like you and me, the spectators who can't tear their eyes away, who might end up in detention or worse. Keep your media players a-playing after fights at school is over. I talked to Megan on the phone, and you won't get to hear that if you press stop. So here we go, Fights at School, from Megan Haller of the Alaska Teen Media Institute.
It all started just yelling at each other, trying to, like, punch each other.
Two kids were arguing, and then...
They were fighting over this chick.
This event that happened with her boyfriend and another girl.
They were just cussing each other out for a really long time.
And then this one guy just popped him right in the mouth.
They just started going at it.
Walked to him and pushed him a little bit, and then socked him in his face.
They broke out into a slapping fist fight type of thing.
And then they basically just started wrestling and fighting and punching.
And then it got a little too serious.
Security came and broke it up, so.
I was just scared because I almost got hit. It was just like crazy.
We've all seen them, talked about them, and enjoyed hearing stories about them. Fights on the playground, fights on the bus, and fights in the halls. Curiosity sets in. Most every student wants to watch.
I'm not going to lie, fights are pretty exciting when I, you know, when you're not involved.
Well, it's two people fighting. I'm going to watch it. This is the most exciting thing there is.
Well, it seems like the fight came out of nowhere, and also it was these two girls, and I was amazed at the savagery that was going on.
West High School's police officer, Ben Yoon, understands where the students are coming from.
People like to watch fights, whether it's the Ultimate Fighting Championships on TV, boxing, or these kid fights.
But he says watching fights at school doesn't come without consequences.
Essentially, the school district has the right, or they've made the decision, to suspend everyone that's watching or a part of the fight.
Student opinion differs on whether the school rules are legitimate.
I think, you know, after all the work we do, we should be able to sit down and watch a kid fight.
Well, if you fight at school, you're just undoing whatever your teachers taught you, you know?
Curiosity aside, when the dust settles, when it comes down to it, when all is said and done, the rules are the rules.
In any matter, a fight isn't okay. It's a criminal issue as well as a school issue if it started here at school. No one wants to condone fights.
But still, to some, the rules are...
dumb.
For the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Megan Haller.
That was Megan Haller for the Alaska Teen Media Institute in Anchorage. Now it's time for the fun part. Phone interview. When you listen to radio news, what programs do you like listening to? What do you like or don't like about it?
Honestly, like, I don't really listen to news radio that much. I really like things like This American Life and Radiolab and stuff like that that gives you information but kind of in a more casual way or about stuff that you might not hear from lots of different places.
So when you were making that piece, did you have a structure in mind? Because that's what I liked about that. It wasn't, well, what I always like about youth radio is that it doesn't follow the same strict like NPR news formula.
Well, when I was doing the interviews, I kind of had the idea of doing sort of a vox pop based piece. So, you know, I asked a lot of people the same questions and just try to see, you know, like different perspectives on the same thing.
The comments on the PRX site said that they like this about the piece too, is how you'd expect a like shaking finger, but by admitting the pleasure that everybody takes in watching a fight, do you also have that same sort of like guilty pleasure of watching a fight?
Oh, I think everybody, like, you know, rubbernecking, like the car crash. Well, you know, it's like, this is happening. Like, oh, I better watch this. You don't want it to happen, but if it's going to happen anyway, you want to be able to have seen it and know what people are talking about. Especially in a place like high school where everybody's going to be talking about it after it happens. Yeah, it is kind of like a guilty pleasure, you know, unless it gets, like, to a point. When it gets beyond a certain point of, like, if people are actually getting hurt, then it's kind of, like, not interested anymore.
As a young reporter, as a youth reporter, because this is a youth-centered story, do you feel ever, like, obligated that you have to do something about young people? Or, like, with the stuff the Alaska Teen Media Institute does, is it always about teens' issues? Do you ever want to do something more than that?
There's a lot of freedom. I think a lot of teens see it as we get to do something involving youth. That's a big thing, is this is what youth are doing. You know, you don't necessarily see that on other programs, adult-led programs. So it's kind of, like, a window into what's happening in teen life. And so, you know, we've had stories about other things, like bigger, more serious things. It just kind of depends on what people are interested in. I personally haven't ever felt an obligation. It's just, you know, as a teen, this is what I'm interested in. And a lot of times it has to do with other teens.
All right. Well, thank you, Megan. And check this out at youthcast.org.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Thanks for answering.
Okay. Bye.
And that's all for now. Get your YouthCast fix at youthcast.org until the next episode. Say hi on the comments if you stop by, and we'll say hi back. This has been Molly Adams for YouthCast, a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. YouthCast, where radio makes you wish you were young again.